Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Kate. You're muted,
oh, no.
Kate.
Oh, no.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is the SmackDown post show that will be hosted
so
by
better.
Kate. You don't have to mute your mic.
So much better.
You don't have to mute your mic when the ad is running, though.
No, that's how delayed things get in my apartment.
Oh, my.
But it's getting better. We're working on it. We're at least on the Fios brand now. We have brand supremacy here at my apartment. Thank God.
Here's what you all don't know. Like, Kate is streaming this show from the turntable in the background of her shot right
now. I wish. It would probably go smoother. It's been a lot better of late. So just tweaking some things, but we are here with your SmackDown post-show, the first three-hour SmackDown, kind of like the old days when we would do Rampage on the end of this, starting in the 11 o'clock hour, but we are joined by Sean Ross Sapp. So if you have questions, get in those super chats, get in those Humper Chats at humperchats.com, and please do leave a thumbs up on this video. I'm going to remind y'all again, when I see those numbers go up, you get another reminder in about 10 to 15 minutes, but we do have Sean here to talk about a few things. And since he's here, I'm going to let him plug Fightful Select. I normally give you guys the hard sell. Best $6 in the business now.
Yeah.
My goodness. Sean, what do you got for the good people?
So it's so funny that Monday I'd say, guys, I've really pushed to not raise this price. And the next morning, Jimmy hits me with the, well, we're going to raise the price. And I said, okay. And I said, okay, I'm willing to do $1. That's it. I'm willing to do $1 more. The other tiers are not going up. So $10 tier still has early access, all that. This price change goes into effect at the end of the month. So it will go up to $6 a month or $64 a year. You can lock in your annual price at $54 a year right now. So you'll be getting that for, gosh, like, maybe 65-70% of what other people would be paying. We have had nonstop New Japan contract news. I've seen a lot of people say, oh, well, you can just assume. I'm not allowed to assume in my line of work. So we go out, we ask. Gabe Kidd wasn't happy that I had his contract news, but confirmed it during our live interview last night. We're going to have a lot more. We've got some visa news on a team that is looking to maybe make their impression felt, or maybe make their presence felt in the States. We're going to have an awful lot. I mean, man, today we had so much WWE stuff and we're going to talk about it tonight, but we confirmed that Drew was at SmackDown and provided some details on him. We'll go ahead and get into that. Drew McIntyre did appear. PW Insider reported he was backstage. Fightful Select reported that he is expected to be more regular on this show. So that was on Fightful Select today. We had Drilla Maloney's contract news. We had some potential return news as well that we'll be talking about shortly. Details on the Cody Cena plans. So that popped up elsewhere today. And I'm like, we've been talking about this on the post Raw show since Denise was still here. But make sure you guys check out that show. But New Japan contract news all week. We're going to have two or three TNA contracts on Monday, I believe it is. The Q&A show, all that good stuff. $6 a month starting at the end of the month, $64 a year. Basically, we want your six is the deal.
Six, that's, baby. That's, we're talking yeah. about you and me or us here wow, at Fightful.
Yeah, we're talking subscribe. About thousands of people. We're talking about you guys having six with thousands of people.
Look, not all wrestling fans have six, and certainly not with thousands of people. Yeah. So we would ask you guys to get on board. But as I'm seeing the numbers crawling up here to about 2,500 of you watching live across platforms, we do have Sean here. So get in those super chats and humper chats. We're giving you the Fightful Select sell as well. The best $6 in the biz for some more Royal Rumble news for 2026 popped up. Yeah. Speaking of six, we're talking about 2026 over here. We'll let Sean give you a little bit more information on that.
2026. So PW Insider, great work on their behalf tonight, reporting that the Royal Rumble would be in Saudi Arabia. Right now, that is the plan. I mean, of course, anything can change, and we're going to have more details on the Saudi relationship. I have been told it's Riyadh. So this plays into another thing that I reported tonight, because there was the blue ring mat on SmackDown and people said, okay, well, what's up with Raw? Well, possibly a black ring mat based on what I saw. It had a bunch of logos on it: Netflix, Cricket, Snickers, Great American Beer Company. And in the two corners, it had Riyadh Season, with the prominent sponsor being Fortnite, right smack dab in the middle in the prime energy or the prime spot. But looks like, I will say this, I don't know for sure that it's going to be used on Mondays. However, what I will say is they had it rolled out, and they had it rolled out, and they tried it out today.
You can confirm it exists. We don't know if it'll for sure be at Raw, but drinking at Mo saying my newborn son was so excited about the show, he peed on me as I was holding him. Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Hell yeah, brother.
On the newborn. We're so happy for you here. We know that was a journey for you to get there, but
I should say the hell yeah was for the newborn, not
hell yeah, dude. We love that for you.
Hell yeah, brother.
Ricardo with a shocking upset not being at work. He always chats from work, which we appreciate. Wow, but super Ricardo. Sour. Love you both. Super sour. We've got a whole other sour show going on behind the paywall. Tons of content for you this weekend. By the way, there are going to be post shows for both Wrestle Dynasty and Wrestle Kingdom. We got some sickos on board for that. Rob Wilkins, SP3. I think Scott is joining, and also Lyric is going to be joining. So a full house there. In case one of them oversleeps, you got to have some backups involved there. But Meet Normus chiming in. He's always chiming in, telling us to crank, which we certainly appreciate there. But what in the blue hell was that ring mat? A few of us sickos are staying up late for Wrestle Kingdom. What about y'all? I am covering a 3-hour SmackDown, so I'm going to actually catch it in the morning. But we appreciate
I'll be watching it. I'll be watching it in the morning as well.
Yeah, I think we've got the late night crew coming in to review it for you guys. So I'm a ZSJ sicko, so I would be staying up for his match. And him and Shota doesn't like have me super grabbed, not to the point where I got to stay up till like 5 a.m. But we do have coverage for you for both events. So excited about that. But keep those super chats coming. The big news of the night, of course, we had a title change with Tiffy Time. Taking the title home, finally cashing in that Money in the Bank. Wonderful to see a women's Money in the Bank cash in kind of with a full story behind it. properly done here. I'm glad they didn't drag this out to Royal Rumble as well, but Sean, sleepy Sean over there.
No, I had something in my eye.
Something in your eye. Were you crying because you were so excited for Tiffany? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I am excited for Tiffany. I really like Tiffany. I've had great experiences doing media with her. But also, I'd been kind of hinted about this like right before the show. I saw some people acting like it was a late decision. It was not a late decision. Like they had planned this ahead, but there were a lot of people that thought that because somebody had mentioned there was a title change en route, I had reported that Charlotte was expected back sooner than later. And naturally, a lot of people were like, oh, okay, so that's Charlotte coming back and winning the title. No, it's Tiffany. It's a great spot. I'm very happy for her. Great reaction as well. And a nice swerve, which I thought played out really, really well.
Yeah, I thought it was done pretty well as well. I'm very, very happy for her. She was someone that covering NXT was really rewarding to watch because we got to see her kind of put all the pieces together. Not an extensive wrestling background coming into NXT, but you kind of saw the progression of she's got the moves down. Now she understands selling. Now she understands match pacing, and she put it together really, really quickly. Very excited for her to be showcasing all of that on the main roster and be so well received. But Bad Robot saying, let's talk about Six, baby. What talent will leave or stay? I'll write more, but I'm broke this week. Congrats, Tiffy. We always appreciate your support. If she holds it until Mania, who do you want to see her face? Good question. Good question. Who's next? I think you mentioned Charlotte coming back. That seems like it's a match made in heaven a little bit with Tiffany's character and who Charlotte has been historically. Wouldn't hate seeing that. Would love to see Charlotte kind of mixed up with some more new talent. Sean, Alexis, what do you guys think?
I think that Charlotte, listen, I don't want to see her win the Royal Rumble, all due respect to her. But if she did and her whole thing was I'm here to cut the legs out from under another talent and then she didn't win at WrestleMania, I think that could be cool. I mean, now we're getting a little bit more of a clear-cut title picture heading into WrestleMania, whereas as of a week or two ago, I was like, I don't even know who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. I was like, maybe a girl from NXT could win it, and maybe they could always have that to hang their hat on. But I think that Charlotte and Tiffany would make a lot of sense. We're likely about to get Becky back as well.
Sure. Cardoza, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, same thing, man. I don't know. I would keep Charlotte as far away from TV until the Rumble. I don't know why. I just feel like it would just feel much more of that energy building and that explosiveness that, you know, having her come back. And if she were to win it, man, I mean, like, she gets injected into these things right away. So,
yeah,
she does. She does. And she gives a lot of women their best matches. So it's kind of hard to argue with it, but I think if they were to lean into that with her as a heel, that could be something very, very fun. But Rafael Garcia is saying, so if the rules still apply, Solo loses Monday, the new bloodline splits. If LA Knight loses next week, we're closer to reforming the Rising. TNA wins. Well played. Well played. I do feel like one thing that got, I don't want to say exposed because that carries such like a connotation with it of such strong language, but I do feel like we are starting to see some repeat stuff of Naomi constantly in the title picture, but never winning. Andrade and LA Knight seem to be just perpetually around the US title and nobody else is really stepping up into that mid-card role there. So I do think we're going to have some maybe restocking. I'm sure once the Netflix Raw happens and maybe we'll get some NXT call-ups coming in. We'll get a bit of a replenish there. But how did you guys feel about the 3-hour pacing tonight? I felt like it was stretched a little thin, but I'm glad something of importance happened with the Tiffany cash-in.
I've not missed the 3-hour shows whatsoever, but I'm glad people get to wrestle a little bit longer.
As am I.
Yeah, I felt like the women's match definitely went the distance. They really set up, you know, for Tiffany to come out. But gosh, it did feel like like Sean said, that third hour, man. I feel like sports is one thing, but professional wrestling does not need that third hour. It's such a, especially a weekly show. If it's a pay per view or PLE, that's totally different. We want more because, you know, that's what blow off matches are going through there. But gosh.
Look, I saw Wicked,
and I was like,
oh boy.
I saw Wicked and it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. I don't need something longer than that every week on my TV. 3 hour wrestling programs aren't for me, but I do agree. I like that we got two women's matches and I do like longer match times. That is certainly stuff that is for me.
I'll tell you what isn't for me. 2 hour review shows. So,
oh no,
I'm pretty good on this one.
Hey,
I'm pretty slim on this one. I keep it lean around here. I don't know with a 3 hour SmackDown if I will, but there goes Sean riding off into the sunset. Guys, keep those super chats and Humper chats coming. We've got some more coming in from Neo Detroit, who I think is a new super chatter around here. So thank you so much for the support, saying The Rock will be live at the Golden Globe Sunday, which is being held 26 minutes away from Intuit Dome. Surely he's got to show up. I think that would make a lot of sense. I think they're going to make a huge deal out of Netflix in the first show. But at the same time, if he's not going to be on that road to WrestleMania, if he's not going to be at WrestleMania, I don't know if it's wise to have him show up because this is kind of the season for that. Do you think we're getting The Rock showing up on Monday, Alex?
I mean, if he's that close, he's done it before when he was at that college football game. He just happened to show up, if you remember. So, I mean, it would be a big deal. I mean, last time we saw him on television, he was counting down to or up to three. I don't know what that meant. Or down. I don't know what he was doing. I forgot.
Well, one, two, three. Yeah. You hit the mat and the whatnot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Sorry. I don't know about this thing called professional wrestling. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I know who's going to be there. I know a gentleman, I believe his name is Freddie Prinze Jr. is going to be there on Monday night. So I got the drop on that one. I just hit up TMZ while we were talking. So
Alexis, right over your right shoulder, right on the floor behind you. There's a name that you're going to want to pick up because you dropped it. You've been name dropping over there.
Name dropping, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the clavicles have been loose as of late, so.
Me, Normus. I respect the side hustles, but Me, Normus saying, forget solo, acknowledge meets. My B-Day for a few more minutes. Now let's crank. I'm 99% sure Charlotte is winning the Women's Rumble. Thoughts? Either that or Elimination Chamber. I would have her win Elimination Chamber, I think. I think you got to save, maybe. We'll see what happens with Rhea. But I do think that I feel like whoever wins Rumble should probably go after the Raw Women's Champion. It just kind of feels like that's, to me, the way to go. Charlotte's already had her Royal Rumble moment. Let's maybe freshen it up and give it to someone else. But guys, keep those super chats and Humper chats coming in. We're going to dive into tonight's episode. Thank you so much for the support early. So many more of you watching now than were at the beginning of the show. Over 4,500 of you across platforms. So we will remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Sean gave you the hard sell earlier, but plenty of New Japan news. Their contract cycles, some of them come up with the end of the year. So a lot of information coming out of there, including Gabe Kidd, Drilla Maloney. Two talents that I'm a huge, huge fan of. We got the Royal Rumble confirmation from Sean earlier today as well, that right now that is the plan for Saudi Arabia, and tons of news on tonight's SmackDown. So check out Fightful Select. Also, voting has wrapped up, but the Fightful Awards were a subscriber voted privilege. So you can subscribe to get in there next year. The best $6 in the business. We are raising the entry tier $1, but the rest of your tiers stay the same. It's the first time since 2016 that those have been raised. So thank you guys so much for the support so far. Well over 7,500 of you guys subscribed on the paid tier and way more of you on the free tier, which you can also check out. And that will remain. There will be a free tier. Well, Chisholm saying, I think Io should win Rumble. She has been the standout of 2024. I agree with that. And WWE, I would love to see Io win, man. I really would. She's put on so many great, great matches. She had that great match with Bayley this year at WrestleMania. She's a walking banger is a great phrase. She has been just the workhorse of that division. And we saw it with Lyra. Like, I really feel like Lyra probably wins that IC title. Becky comes for that would be my guess in like a respect driven feud, which I think will be great. I think Charlotte's probably going to go after Tiffany. So that leaves, I don't know. Does Rhea beat Liv finally in the last woman standing match? I think so. I think so. If Bianca's.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Still a tag champ. I would love to see Io versus Bianca in like a proper WrestleMania match. Some more love coming in from you guys. Thank you for all the support up front. Taylor Cannon saying, happy 2025, favorite post show. Happy for Tiffy time. Wouldn't be opposed to her versus Charlotte at Mania, but Tiffany's got to win. I agree with that. Like, Tiffany should have a substantive reign that doesn't just immediately get cut out by Charlotte. I want to kind of shift into tonight's episode of SmackDown with that being the big news, because I also want to give Nia her credit. She is someone who, when she came back, I was like, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. And she has improved mightily in the ring. Her character fits so much better and feels so much more accessible in this era right now. So I just feel like everything that she's improved upon, no injuries, that was the big criticism with her. All the power submission work that she was doing, I feel like she's really, really thrived in this reign. It's been my favorite work of hers. We've been very vocal about that on the show. So I think a really successful reign for her as far as establishing her as a top of the card talent. I am so glad that this cash-in finally happened. I was worried it was going to go till Rumble. I'm glad that the women's Money in the Bank got a proper story. It wasn't cashed in within 48 hours or cashed in randomly a few months later. Like, we haven't really gotten that from the Women's Money in the Bank. This felt like, even though we kind of had this like consistent thwarting of it, that's a Money in the Bank story, right? So I like this. I like this a lot, and I'm happy for Tiffany Stratton. There's been a lot of NXT call-ups that haven't been properly adjusted to the main roster. Bron Breakker settling in nicely. Carmelo, it's like every time they push him, they cut his legs out from under him, and that's a part of his story, but I don't like that as a story for young talent, quite frankly. And everybody else has just been kind of tossed around. Like, even Pretty Deadly, who's doing some really fun work, they're not close to a championship. So I'm so glad that we have a women's champion in Tiffany Stratton. It's been a pleasure to watch her grow from incoming talent on NXT, who had been given this really weird gimmick initially that she translated beautifully and made her own and grew so much in NXT. through up to this point. It's been an incredible trajectory for her. So congratulations to her. Fun way to do it. We got a little swerve ski around this, but overall, Alex, I just wanted to give you a moment here to talk about what you thought about Naya's reign and how that established her kind of in this world and what your thoughts are about this big moment for Miss Tiffany Stratton.
First of all, let's dim the lights down to a little pinkish purplish for Tiffy there and on celebration. I think Naya had one of the best runs she's had before she got fired and after she got, you know, after she came back or let go, whichever way you want to look at it. Super exciting to see that she was actually being built as a heavy character. And by heavy, I mean someone who was beating the crap out of everyone, right? She was the focal point of the women's division on SmackDown, which was great. The swerves were getting a little old, so I'm glad it finally happened. Whatever they have planned for Tiff, I'm pretty sure it's going to be great. I'm hoping that it's not like she's holding the title, for a short period of time or just someone as a transitional title holder. And, you know, I mean, if they give the title to Liv this long, and this is nothing against the character or the person Liv, it's just there hasn't really been there a lot for Liv, right? I do believe that they should give Tiffany a chance, Tiffy, to just go wild and really start building her name in this women's division. Like, give her the reins. Like, why not? Give these younger kids that are hungry and willing to show off something to do, you know?
You know, it's funny. I mentioned the Fightful Awards before, mm-hmm. and we saw this kind of new crop of people winning because Charlotte was out with injury, because Rhea was out with injury, because Mercedes was out with injury the first half of the year, the hell of a second half of the year. FTR wasn't like on the best run. And same on the men's side. MJF was making movies a lot of this year, right? So we saw this kind of new crop come up, and it's been so cool to see kind of this next generation blossoming and to see Chelsea Green get her flowers. And at AEW World, I don't think anybody expected what we were going to get from Harley Cameron and all the women that have progressed on that side. So I agree with you as far as like Rhea is now established as one of the top women's wrestlers in the world, right? So mm-hmm. I think she probably beats Liv on Monday, but I think have Jordynne Grace beat up Rhea after or whatever. Like, make some moves for the next crop of women that are coming up. I think Tiffany having a real title reign is super, super important. Super important. Her and Charlotte should get like 17 minutes at WrestleMania, and Tiffany should win by the skin of her teeth. And that I think is awesome.
The pace too, right? That'll set the tone for what WWE is doing and how they're treating this up and coming class that is now, you know, taking over, like the Bron Breakers and so on. So, I mean, Bron Breakers had an incredible run as
IC title champ. Yeah.
I mean, why not her and anyone else who continues to come up, you know?
I agree. And that crop of women, man, coming up from NXT right now, like, you've got Roxanne probably on the way sooner rather than later. She's 23 years old.
Yeah.
And when Jesus. I tell you, she can hang with the rest of them, was an ROH champion when the promotion shut down, 2-time NXT champion, absolute phenom in the ring. The character of the prodigy is like not untrue about her. You've got Zarya, the former Delta in Australia, who just arrived, who could be as monumental as Rhea Ripley. And I'm not just saying that because she's big, strong and Australian. I mean that. She came up and was trained under the same people and is excellent and her own woman. You have Steph Vacker. You have Vacure, I think. I always say her name like 8 different ways. I apologize. You have Julia, who just came over. There's so many women that are next up. And I think you have Jordynne Grace coming in, just put her on the main roster. You now have a 3-hour SmackDown. I like that we got two women's matches. Like, let's build up this women's roster. So it's not, man, we saw like Meechan and Piper Niven, and it's going to be Meechan and Chelsea Green again. Like, if the point of these titles is to freshen up that mid-card title picture, we got to get more women in the picture. But
I think that both companies right now are thriving with the young talent that they have been kind of like cultivating and bringing up. It's incredible. You talk like Julia Hart, she's what, like 23 as well?
Yeah.
Like these babies. Women are young and they're killing it out there.
There are some, you know, it's interesting because I was thinking about this the other day, like on both the men's and especially the women's side, a lot of women got signed, like got signed away. And you're gonna hear about some TNA ones that got locked in again, coming up this early next week. But like, I'm looking at the indies and I'm still seeing Maggie Lee. I'm still seeing Brittany Brooks. I'm still seeing J-Rod. I'm still seeing the fact that Becca hasn't been WWE ID'd blows my mind. That woman could walk into NXT tomorrow with the same character and take over the place. Maya World, certainly. Like there are so many women on the indies that are now their space at the top of the independent scene again, right? And we're going to see that start to open up. So I'm excited. But yes, all of this to say, give Tiffany a real reign, establish this next group of talent, because we saw what happens when the four horsewomen are mostly out of the picture, right? Mercedes is not in the company. Bailey was the backbone as usual, but you have Rhea now. You have Io Sky. Liv, I think, is a star. I think they did a really poor job in establishing what she can be. I think they did a really, really bad job of that. Cox CG saying... Yeah. I hope they don't ruin this unpredictable rumble and good cash in by giving it to Nia for a Tiffany match. I prefer the winner go to Raw, but I don't know who. I love the idea of it being Io. I think it's very possible that Charlotte comes back at Rumble and just wins it. I think if Charlotte does come back at Rumble, she is winning it. I'm actually kind of surprised Netflix didn't, if that's the case, I'd be surprised that Netflix didn't request her because she is one of those, brand names that you associate with WWE, a consistent draw, one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. But you got to leave. We got 3 hours on SmackDown, man. And her husband also is on the SmackDown side. So, but Steve Harden with the chat saying, happy 2025 to the best post-show/wrestling info site. Any word on a Raw SmackDown draft this year, or will rosters randomly switch around? Stay tuned for that. I haven't heard anything. Nothing's been reported. This transfer portal, I think, was supposed to be the window for that, and they've just botched it. Like, Sean was talking about that on the post-show on Monday. Like, it was a bad idea. It seemed cool in the beginning. It was dumb. It hasn't done anything. Like, we've seen people go through it but not stay there. Like, it's very, very odd. So I don't know. I would imagine there'll be something, though. I'd imagine there'll be something. And Will saying, I'm surprised that no one has gotten Megan Bain yet. Yeah, she's probably at the top of the list for women's free agents. There were a lot of rumors with her in AEW. I had even heard, like, creative plans that were conceptualized. I don't know if they were pitched. I don't know how far they got, but it felt like an inevitability that she was going to go there, but then that didn't happen. So we'll see. She's killing it on the indies, though. Absolutely killing it on the indies. You guys have been killing it with the support tonight, so thank you so much for that.
2025, thank you so much, and happy new year to everyone, man. I'm glad that you guys are here on our first Friday of the 2025 season, which means there'll be 53 Fridays this year.
That's right.
Yes. So you get to see us 53 times.
Damn right. God. But let's dig in a little bit more to this match that led to the Tiffy Time win, which was so great to see. We get told that Tiffany is not there, which was well played from Candace and Nia. I liked that they were like, where is she? And I like that Nia still feels vulnerable when Tiffany's not around. I think that's really, really good. But they're both confused to the absence of Tiffany Stratton. And then Candace LeRae ensures her that, like, I've got your back. We'll get whatever needs to be done. And Nia Jax with Candace LeRae at ringside and Tiffany Stratton defeating Naomi via pinfall. And then Tiffany Stratton fake cashes in her Money in the Bank briefcase, using it to strike Naomi in the head, which allows Nia to retain the title. And after the match, Tiffany Stratton attacks Nia with the briefcase, lays out Candice LeRae. Bianca Belair used this to hit the KOD on Jax, but Stratton pulled Belair out of the ring to cash in her Money in the Bank briefcase. I thought the swerve was well done because this has been going on for a while, right? So I like that we got the I'm here to protect Nia JK moment. I thought that was really, really well done. And then you get a prettiest moonsault ever on Nia Jax, and Tiffany walks out your new women's champion. Corey Graves with the call saying that no matter what time zone you're in, it's Tiffy time, which I thought was a cute way to ring in her celebration. Thoughts about the match. This had some shenanigans. There was a lot of interference and distractions on tonight's show, but this one almost begged for it because it has Money in the Bank, right? You're never going to have a clean match when that briefcase is hanging around.
It felt long. The match was at some, there was a couple points where I felt like, what are we doing here? Right? Like there was a lot of false finishes. A match that goes this length, you know, with two women that are extremely powerful and are using a ton of energy because both women put it all out there in the ring tonight. There was a couple moments when I was like, oh man, like, is it going to end now? Is someone going to come in? Like, Candice being there on the side, I was just like, she's kind of playing like that Alexa Bliss role when she was hanging out with Nia. Is she going to like try to attempt something, you know, and then it all went down. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to see what's going to come. I'm excited for Nia. I'm excited to see what she's going to, you know, what she's going to come up with. How does she claw herself out of this now? Right.
Yeah.
And where is she going to go? And where's the story going to take her? You know, is she pissed? Is she going to transfer portal herself to Raw now, you know, and then just keep Tiff there. I don't know, like there's a lot of great opportunity here, and only time will tell here. I mean, the year just started, friends. I mean, it just literally started yesterday. So
it did. I think you could probably do a rematch at Royal Rumble, like between Tiffany and Nia. I think that would be a really good way to clear that out, and then Nia could enter the Rumble after, or that keeps her from there. And so you have to figure out where to go next. You could make Nia and Candice a tag team after that. Let's put some women's tag teams in this division.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for our spooky Scottish witches to have some.
I am too. That was so creepy. I apologize, everyone.
That was just very on top of the mic. It was very like NPR-ish, but weird. I respect it. Over 6,000 of you staying up late with us to watch our post show. Thank you so much for tuning in across platforms. Yes. We are talking about Tiffany's big win, but let's move on to kind of the next big news of the show, which is probably this OG Bloodline versus New Bloodline. We at least got this, right? So we do have... It was a big night for, like, watch your back. That was, like, the theme of tonight's episode. But earlier in the episode, you have Cody Rhodes coming out just with the Cody Rhodesiest promo in the world. He's like, God. You know what? Normally I ask you what you want to talk about, but tonight I know you want to talk about timing. And I was like, what a sexy opener to the show.
Oh, let's talk about timing.
He talks about Raw, which is moving to Netflix. Have you heard about this?
No. Last week I made a mention that, you know, God, I just saw a commercial, but it was only one. And then this week I turned around to get some water and kind of almost missed it. I was like, is that the Netflix logo next to Raw? I knew it was happening,
Alexis,
but, you know.
You're not going to believe this, but... This Monday, Raw moves to Netflix. Cody talks about the three-hour SmackDown. And in my head, all I could think was, I can't believe CM Punk called Seth Rollins corporate last week when Cody Rhodes was walking around doing this. But before he can even really get going with this, he gets interrupted by Drew. He starts to talk about how he's not cleared because of what Kevin Owens did to him. Talks about the ladder match that he's going to have at Royal Rumble, but Drew interrupts him here and says, McIntyre said that Rhodes was about to make the biggest mistake of his career and offered to help, but Rhodes didn't buy that and challenges Drew to a match tonight. And McIntyre said he was telling the truth and didn't want to hurt Rhodes, but Cody says that he needed to watch his back and who's behind him. But Kevin Owens attacking him. We get a brawl before it gets broken up by, nice to see Shane Helms on screen. Sean Daivari, Jamie Noble, and Nick Aldis. Thanks to, I think Luis had our SmackDown coverage tonight. So thanks for listing those out for us. And a bunch of security guards separating the two. And then at the end of the show, we have the OG Bloodline versus the new Bloodline. And we have Drew being a distraction to Jey Uso in this as well. Solo winning with the Samoan Spike. But in the middle of this, we also get Paul Heyman coming to the ring for a promo where he is really kind of, this was very long to say very little in my opinion, but says he's here to set the record straight on tribal combat between Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns, which of course is going to be on Monday. Really focuses on the fact that Solo Sikoa stole the Ulafala, and he did it because he knew no one would accept him as tribal chief on their own. And he really starts going after Solo. And this got a little weird for me. He talks about recruiting Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and Jacob Fatu, calling them animals, and then saying, like, that they weren't welcome in the United States. And it just, it felt very weird to me. I don't know, maybe if I'm just, like, hypersensitive to the climate, but I'm like, Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, I'm pretty sure, are just fine to be in the United States. Maybe just because there's so much about immigration in the news that I was like, this is very, it felt very, very weird to me. And then saying Jacob Fatu belonged in prison, it was just kind of, that part took me way out of it.
They're being edgy, you know what I'm saying? Edgy's cool.
It didn't feel cool. Edgy. It felt like a grandpa parroting the news or something. But Solo Sikoa confronts Heyman and says, well, when I beat Roman Reigns on Monday, I'm taking you with me forever. You're going to be my wise man. And also, you'll have no choice but to acknowledge me, and you can shut up about the Ulafala because I'll have earned it. So I like that Solo Sikoa is like, I'm laying claim to you. I'm laying claim to the throne, basically, here. And as far as any symbolic stuff, you're going to have to acknowledge me, and I'll have earned the Ulafala. This took a very, very long time for him to get out, though. I feel like Solo Sikoa has grown so much on the mic, and it's because they let him have a sense of humor in these serious ones. It still feels like a little much. But this felt like, this was one thing I was like, this is the symptom of a 3-hour SmackDown, because they could have done this in half the time. But overall, the through line, I think, was successful. You have Solo winning.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
With the Samoan Spike, does Roman win on Monday is the big question. What are your thoughts on this through line that we got tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think with the whole, like, you know, they're gonna want to do a feel good story, specifically being there at with the new Netflix deal and everything. I think there's gonna be a lot of great things that are gonna happen on Monday. That'll probably be one of them. You know, just because. How long can you stretch this out? How long do you want Solo to keep this? And like, there's just a lot of stretching of storylines as of late. And if we're going to start talking about these new movements and new ways to go, and you started off with Cody, even that 18 and a half minute segment in the beginning was just crazy. It was like, ready? So, Kate, let me tell you about what happened. And he would just take these long pauses. And he would sound a lot like his dad. Like he was trying to imitate. Let me tell you something, baby. And I'm like, why is he talking like his dad? He went from Cody to his dad, back to Cody, back to his dad, back to Cody. And it was just weird. Like, just say what you got to say, bruv.
I like you know? It. I like it. I'm with you.
Yeah. I hope that everything with Monday, we get a new beginning. Even with the brand new Matt.
I hope so, too. It's just kind of interesting because I don't know where they fall in line on this. Like, the only thing that I feel like is kind of cloudy about WrestleMania right now, I think it's very possible we get a Roman, Cody, Punk triple threat. I think it's very possible you get Gunther versus Cena.
My goodness.
If you don't get Cena versus Cody. But where does that leave Seth? Where does that leave Drew? What happens with this new bloodline versus old bloodline stuff? Like, is it going to be a combination of the guys that we saw tonight? I don't know. So we will see. But Will saying Drew, KO, and Seth are going to call their faction F the Bloodline. It does kind of feel that way. Like, Drew seems kind of fixated on Jay, but he does seem kind of like mad at that whole side of things. But it seems like he's after Jay Uso. Guys, thank you so much for sticking with us. There's so many of you still watching. We appreciate it. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We got a super chat from Cyclops is Better Than Wolverine saying, hey, Alex, after seeing your shirt, I'm a paying customer and I demand to hear you rank the 1997 X-Men roster. Choose Wiley. P.S. Tiff is champion. Rocks. I love it. Name your fighters, Cardoza, 1997 X-Men.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm a huge Wolverine fan, and I saw his screen name, and we might fight, but it's always going to be Wolverine at the top, followed by whomever, whether it's Cyclops, Beast, Gambit, Rogue, Jubilee. I can go down that entire list, you know? But those are my top fighters right now. I love my women strong, so I'll throw Jean Grey in there as well. So yeah, I'm a nerd, and I apologize for being a nerd. Not really. I like being a nerd. So
you're on a wrestling podcast.
That's true. Yeah, this is cool. All right.
Wrestling is cool, but so are Wolverine's X-Men.
Always. As a matter of fact, right over here behind my right shoulder where I drop names, this whole you guys can't see it, but this whole case here is just filled with Wolverine figures from my childhood. Wolverine on the top that is in a beat up 1993 box in perfect condition, might I add, all the way down. It's all Wolverine, baby.
Well, there you go. You got nerd variety here on the SmackDown Post Show. Guys, I love seeing the numbers climb up after Sean is on. It gives me something to brag about when he's gone. So thank you so much for hanging out with us late night tonight. We appreciate it. Just a reminder, again, we do have Wrestle Dynasty and Wrestle Kingdom Post Shows for you. That's going to be Lyric joining Scott and Rob Wilkins and SP3 over there. So they're doing the morning haul for you. They're watching late night through the night. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So many of us are so excited that January 4th is a weekend for Wrestle Kingdom this year. And we're not trying to get up to go to work the next day at all. So some good stuff there. So stay tuned this weekend for your recaps there. Wrestle Dynasty shaping up to be a special event. Really, really special event.
It is.
Let's keep moving through this episode of SmackDown. We had 3 hours tonight, but we had some good stuff happening here. We also had our tag team championship match. So I do like that we had two defenses on tonight's show. That's a very healthy sign. I like defenses on my television, on my free TV over here. But Gargano and Ciampa defeating the Motor City Machine Guns, but it ends in a no contest. Of course, the Garzas and our favorite Yes Boys, who seem to be, I'm going to say it, straight up in cahoots, okay? Straight up in cahoots. You got Angel Garza and Berto brawling with Pretty Deadly on the outside, and they bump into DIY and the Motor City Machine Guns in the ring, and the referee throws them out of the match here. But I don't want them to get, because it's 3 hours, shenanigan reliant. We've seen that happen before. I don't need to see that happen again. We had the distraction from Drew. The Money in the Bank ones I can kind of forgive a little bit because, one, they made sense, and two, like, you kind of expect that and need that from that story. But you know, with Chelsea being ringside with Piper, you knew there was going to be some stuff going on there. So there was just a lot of that tonight. But I don't want to see that become too much of a pattern. However, the match was excellent. This is what I expect from these two. We also had this really nice vignette earlier in the night from the Motor City Machine Gun saying, "Hey, we were friends, man. I kind of liked it. It was very, very simple and very much like, we used to travel these roads together, Johnny Gargano. How dare you?" Very quick, very simple. Just nice to add these little flavors of the story to things. I appreciate stuff like that, but some good stuff there. I just feel like sometimes I feel like AEW is not very good at interweaving stories, and I feel like WWE over interweaves stories sometimes. And I think with the tag team division being so knotted up in itself, like building Pretty Deadly and Legato like off of this a little bit, it feels like a little much. Like I feel like they don't need to do this off of the title picture. They should be building it outside of the title picture. You have 3 hours now. Squeeze in another tag match, man. Cut Cody down to 7 minutes on his speech and throw in another tag match. Like,
yeah, we'll yeah, I agree.
It's gonna take time. It's gonna take time for them to get that pacing right. But you did have earlier in the night Apollo Crews on his phone being confronted by Pretty Deadly about being liars, essentially. They get interrupted by Legato, so that kind of set all of this up, kind of the blame for the attacks. And you had Nick Aldis also scolding Pretty Deadly for lying about Los Garza, and DIY appearing to try and make a case for Pretty Deadly, which I thought was well done. So another consistent through line, which I think is a good sign for the tag division because it's needed some love for a while. What did you think of what we got out of our tag picture tonight? Really liked the match, just felt like we got over-reliant on the shenanigans.
Yeah, it was a little bit overproduced, right? I say that a lot about, you know, I try to talk evenly about all the brand. I think sometimes things just get too overproduced. And I'll be the odd man out here. I am not a huge fan of the Motor City Machine Guns. I'm also not.
Who the hell doesn't like the Motor City Machine Guns? Come on!
And I'm also not really like in love with DIY.
Well, it was fun having Alexis Odd Fightful for the past few years, but he don't like Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. We don't take kindly to you around here. Just kidding.
I like them individually. I like them individually. They can kick each other into nuts and have fun and all that good stuff. I don't mind it. Like, you know, bring Goldie back. Like, have fun with that stuff. You know, like the old NXT rivalry that they had was pretty cool. But the tag match, listen, don't get me wrong. I love the in-ring action. I thought it was great. But I'm not like married to the, like, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe just the tag team division, unfortunately, has not been really exciting. And I feel like they're not doing anything to it. I even looked at the crowd, Kate. The crowd was sitting in their hands when DIY came out. Okay. Cause I look at that. I look at the crowd shots. And I want to see, are they standing? What are they doing? Like, it helps me understand a little bit more of the psychology of how people are taking in the match and the wrestlers, right? So me as a fan, I'm sitting there, and that's the first thing I'm looking at. You're giving me a wide shot. Well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm not looking at the wrestlers walk down the damn aisle because I'm going to stare at them for 10 minutes in the ring. I'm going to look at the crowd and how they're reacting. And a lot of it was just
You look at them when they're spooky Scottish witches.
Let me tell you something, girl. There's no need for wide shots when them ladies are
You want them front and center.
Up close.
Because they're looking good.
And beautiful.
When you did this, it felt very MXM to me, which I appreciate. We're almost in tip-touching territory over there.
Yeah, I don't mind touching your tip. Hold on, there it is.
Guys, get in your super chats and helper chats. We're having fun tonight. I can't believe how many of you maniacs are staying up late with us. Are you guys watching Wrestle Kingdom? Is Wrestle Dynasty? Let us know. Let us know if you're going to be through the night with us.
Second Lieutenant Fodo, okay?
Yes.
He even said they feel bland in WWE, the MC, Motor City Machine Guns. You could boot him out of the chat now. But he said it, not me.
After all his prestigious service in the photo brigade. Guys. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for your service.
Well, if you want Motor City Machine Guns to be nowhere to be found, if you don't want them traceable on any of your internet services, we know one sponsor that's here to help, and that's NordVPN. We're going to tell you all about them, but they've expanded their partnership with us into 2025. They're a presents sponsor for the Fightful Awards. They've been so good to us. Please be so good back to them. Sincerely, the biggest, I think probably the biggest discount that you can get with the code Fightful. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for those multi-year deals, really, really great VPN service. We're going to let Sean Ross Sapp tell you all about it.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Hey, can I just say something about this real quick while Kate puts on her headsets because she ran away? she actually just called me and left me a voicemail about how I'm never coming back. but I do want to say this. NordVPN, first of all, yes, you get the huge discount. It's awesome. I've told you before, there's little secrets here and there. When you change your location, you know, you might get like free Hulu and stuff like that. But here's the biggest kicker of them all. Now, if you decide to change your location to one of our great friends in the European side of the world, you will be able to get all three shows, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and SmackDown on Netflix. Okay, so you don't have to go fumble around looking at USA or looking for weird links online. You pretty much can just get Nord and boom, change your location to like, I don't know, I'm going to say London maybe. And you're still getting the broadcast with Michael Cole and who's going to be doing it with him? Michael Cole and Joe?
For Raw?
Yeah, there's like six people in commentary for Raw,
I know, right? Pat McAfee's coming back. Oh,
Yeah, so we... Just when I I'll watch it in the
I
London
just want
broadcast.
A consistent team for more than 4 months. Like, I feel like they're so
because you know he's leaving again in 6 months for college football.
Of course.
Because college football starts again in June, July. So listen, do that. Go watch, and you don't have to worry about having difference. You can even cut cable because then you could just watch on Netflix all your wrestling, you know.
Not mad about it.
I was long-winded, but I just wanted to give you guys Nord is the best.
Nord is the best. Seriously, they're so good to us, and they're an outstanding service. It's kind of the best of both worlds. They're really good to us as a partner, and you don't feel like you're selling nonsense with them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a really, really quality service. But Norm is saying this crowd looked like they were watching a church picnic pickleball match. Do better, Arizona. Also, why I have two tag titles if they're both going to be booked poopy? Well, first of all, please don't use such strong language around here. Just because you're another year older and wiser doesn't mean you can get away with more, okay? Happy birthday to Meet Normus, who was so wonderful to us. Yeah, we got to celebrate with him a little bit on the ROH post-show yesterday into tonight. So thank you for spending your birthday with us, Meet Normus, even if I did try to make you vegan yesterday. But let's keep moving along this episode. Guys, keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We do have our U.S. title picture, and I said this a little bit earlier. I'm a little torn on this because we do have Shinsuke Nakamura retaining here with the Kinshasa. Looked really, really good. I like that Andrade is kind of fixated on this title. It feels like a good place for him to be. Mm-hmm. But you have LA Knight attacking And we get Knight and Nakamura set up for next week. I did love him say, he said something to the effect of like, he's going to slap you so hard, you're going to go back to factory settings, which I just thought was a great line in that promo. But I do just feel like we do have the same people in the mid-card title picture. And I feel like the point of having those titles defended with more frequency and being in the mid-card, there should be more people mixed up in those. Like, we have Meechan immediately run back for Chelsea Green. We have Bron Breakker's been defending against the same people and getting hunted by the same people in the IC title picture over and over again. Here, it just feels like the best of seven with Carmelo was so cool and then completely pointless for Andrade and Carmelo because they thwarted it with LA Knights. It is, it's just the same guys hunting around. And now that we're at a three-hour program, I hope that's something we see expand because there should be people just having clean wins, building them up into the mid-card title picture because now you got 3 hours. There's really no excuse to keep recycling the same things. I don't need 3 hours of rematches. I don't want to go back there. We did that in the Vince era, right? So I'm just hoping that there's more male singles matches leading to clean wins that lead to title shots. Like, let's just get back to those fundamentals. That being said, I feel like LA Knight has cause for this rematch because Nakamura has won in cheating and kind of cagey ways. So yeah. I feel like he deserves that. I think it's possible he ends up on Raw and this is just like a goodbye to that. But what do you think about it? Do you feel like LA Knight has claim to this? And what did you think of the match with Andrade? I liked this. This was one that I actually thought could have gone longer tonight, to be honest, because I was enjoying it so much.
First of all, you know, it's nice to have a little gimmick, you know, a little gimmicky character like Nakamura come out there with his, you know, garb and all that stuff. It looks awesome. You know, the little tweak to his music gives it a lot of flair. You know, growing up, when they would go to states like in New Mexico or in Arizona, heavily Hispanic featured places, you would throw some Latino wrestlers in there, you know, like you would see a Rey Mysterio and stuff like that. But the running joke was always that you would lose, right? You would lose to your home crowd. And I couldn't help but to giggle as you knew, old boy wasn't going to beat Nakamura, you know, a lot of false finishes, a lot of good ones too, where the ref's good hand ones. Was just like literally a spit away from like hitting the ground and Nakamura just kicks out as well as he does. But he lost and I kind of giggled. And I was like, God, man, can we get a little break?
Ever? The more things
we saw, what's his name? Escobar, we saw him in the back trying to break up a fight. That's the, you know, then you saw, you know, Garza and an old boy just like trying to get into that. That's the slightest of our representation that we saw in tonight's 7 hour SmackDown, you know, like,
and like, I like the idea of Penta coming into team with Rey Mysterio. I think there's something really fun there. But like my kingdom for a Hispanic guy that can fight someone that is not Hispanic outside of Andrade with this mid-card title picture. Oh, like Santos Escobar is way too good to be this not featured. He's been off TV for weeks. Yeah. He's been minimally used when he has. They exhausted him in the mid-card title picture, didn't have anything lined up for him. They exhausted the LWO angle and ran it into the ground until one of them had to go on to a different brand. And he is so damn good. So damn good. And we talked about it week over week on this show, Alex, you know, of all the like Eddie Guerrero comparisons, he's like the only Hispanic wrestler that got away from that because he felt like he was his own. And almost because of that, he had the same swag that Eddie did because he wasn't obsessed with being compared to Eddie Guerrero in any way, shape, or form. Like, he kind of broke away from that. I really thought like King of the Ring might have done something for him, but it felt like that was the ending point for him instead of a catalyst for him. He's really, really, really good. He's fought for that U.S. title before and lost, maybe with Shinsuke at the helm. He gets another shot, but like he's way too good. Maybe he goes over to Raw. I don't know, but he needs to be featured. He's way too damn good.
It's so crazy that, you know, when I'm sorry, I don't mean this in a bad way, but once LA Knight broke out of that gimmick that he was in, you know, no matter as hot as he got, like what people love him for what he's doing. He's a great pro wrestler and entertainer. But him and the likes of the people that are right now surrounding this mid-card title, I'm sorry, I've said this in the past. I said this to Freddie, and I've said this, and I've written it in Freddie's show notes. Hey, these guys are marked for this mid-run, and this is it. I don't know, I unfortunately will not see LA Knight hold gold outside of that mid-card title picture. I really don't see it. And same thing goes with the rest of the people that are surrounding that title right now. I don't know. I mean, it's just me, but I would figure you would get way more people involved into this now.
Yeah.
And it's just been the same over and over again.
Been the same five or six guys for sure. I'm thinking with 3 hours, they're not going to have a choice but to expand that, right?
So I mean, we've assumed in the past, and we've been left in the dust. So
that is true. I just like this. Sigh. Katie looks like Amanda Blaze, Alundra Blaze, or Medusa. And even the voice is the same. I'm gonna take the Fightful title, and I'm just gonna throw it in the trash. That's what I'm gonna do, guys. Keep those super chats and helper chats coming. Please leave a thumbs up. Somehow we're picking up steam at 12:15 of the morning Eastern. There's 7,400 of you watching across platforms right now. We are outkicking Sean Ross Sapp. So thank you for giving me something to brag about. He was on at the beginning of the show, though, giving you some Fightful Select notes and context. You're going to want to stay subscribed for sure. He's got a lot of information coming down the pike. We are heading into Royal Rumble season. WrestleMania season is about to get juicy. So the best $6 in the biz. Go subscribe if you haven't already. You can subscribe to that free tier as well. You can see the headlines, and then you can see if you end up wanting to subscribe based on what you're seeing with those headlines. Our free tier also has injury news, anything that has to do with the sex trafficking investigation or anything kind of to do with sexual misconduct in general, anything that kind of feels icky to report about, you'll at least get the bullet points and a lot of the news on that free tier. Sometimes we have added context for things behind the paywall, but there are some things that are bigger than wrestling, and Sean tries not to charge for those. So just a good moral compass thing in general, but you
and
also
get have $6.
Come on. Don't you want to have, I think a lot of people, I think more wrestling fans need to have six. Okay. I think a lot of them,
I believe so too.
If they got out there in the world, might have more six. You know what I mean?
So they can get a subscription. I tried keeping a straight face. I couldn't. Let's just have six for you. Here you go.
I love it. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. Please leave a thumbs up as we continue down the road. But hey, there's certain conditions that make having six easier. And I'm not talking about the financial ones. You know what I mean? You're going to need, some people need a little bit of assistance when it comes to their six. Okay. You don't even need the code Fightful for this one anymore, if we're being so for real. But if you are going to have six, you're also going to want to have Blue Chew. You know,
you dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting. Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code Fightful. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Mind your own business, mailman.
Yeah, mailman. I love this so much. You guys are the best. Nobody wants a nosy mailman disturbing their six. Tell me about it. My goodness.
Peeking through the window. It's the worst.
No, we don't want that, guys. You guys have been driving so much of the show. We've switched up the format a little bit to make it a little more interactive. We've been kind of grouping stories together rather than going chronologically. Yes. We've been leading with the important stuff. So you guys seem to like that format. It goes a little bit quicker as well. So thank you so much for the support. We've gotten some good feedback about it too. People are liking how we're switching stuff up over here. It does help us move along a little bit quicker, but all the more important now that we have a 3-hour show to review. We're going to try and keep it pithy for you guys. But let's talk about one symptom of a 3-hour show that I think is for the positive, which is that we got two women's matches. I think that's a very, very fair thing on a 3-hour show. We should probably be getting three women's matches, but we'll take two. We got two titles at minimum. That's what we should be having. But I do love that we got to see Piper Niven in action today. Meechan versus Piper Niven was a fine match. You knew which way this was going to go. Meechan picking up the W here. We have the eat defeat for the win here. We have Chelsea coming out in her all-American gear despite being Canadian. God bless her.
Hilarious.
I think the joke was lost on some of the people in Arizona, but we knew which way this was going to go, right? You still have to have the matches because you have to feed the story, but we're getting back to Meechan and Chelsea. Nice to see Piper in action. I do wonder where we're going with this because it kind of begs for a stipulation. The first one, you had that dumpster match, right? Like that was a really important match. Kind of felt like it's what pushed this mid-card title to come into play was we were building these title adjacent feuds that were successful and on the back of Meechan and Chelsea Green. Mm-hmm. You have the tournament matchups. And now we're headed to this again, and I kind of feel like a stipulation is warranted. Do you feel the same way? And what did you think of the match that we got tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's fun to see Meechan on television again. Yes. She's been on a great run here.
She's such a clever wrestler, man. Like, every time I see her in the ring, she does something that I'm like, that was really, really smart, or I really haven't seen that very often. Like, one or both of those things happen every time she's in the ring, no matter how much time she's given, I feel like.
Yeah, and I still, I'm still going to hold my ground on wanting to kind of see Piper Niven just go on her own soon and kind of really become what Nia Jax was given. You know, Nia Jax was a funny ha-ha character, if you remember her whole situation. Sorry, I said that with a straight face, by the way.
I'm impressed.
Give me some points, peeps. Give me some points.
I'm impressed.
For that. Okay. If you remember the whole situation, right before her letting go moment, then, you know, I want Piper Niven to kind of get away from Chelsea. Chelsea could hold her own, obviously. Especially as being champion, it cheapens her run if she needs someone around. Like, she should, I want her to be a strong, independent American woman, holding an American title, you know, America. So, and then I want Piper Niven to, you know, just beat the F out of her and just start going on a run and doing her thing, man. I need that. I need that out of Piper. I've said this for so long. When you have someone as intimidating as Piper Niven, Nia Jax, Jade Cargill, etc., you need them to act like that. The men get it all the time. The freaking men get that treatment all the time, right? They get these the squash matches and do it all the time. So why don't you give that to the women and let them cook? Wait, no, that sounds bad because people are going to be like, I was just telling
but
women.
Just get them the back in the kitchen.
Women in the kitchen. Oh, God. Fight for host.
Alarmingly accurate impression of trolls. I will say, I love. So when Sean does his troll voice, it's like this voice. And Pulowski does like this, voice. They're very, very different. They're very, very opposite. Like, Alex's sounds like a 90s dude in college on a sitcom. It kind of gives Cody on Step by Step, but it's a little different. And Sean is very like, nasally, whatever. I just appreciate the diversity of troll impressions that we have here at Fightful. Alex is completely different. So
Steve Urkel-ish, and yeah.
Who do you guys, I would love to, if you guys in the chat have any thoughts about this too, like who do you think is next up for Chelsea? I think Piper is probably the long-term game. Mm-hmm. At some point we're going to get a massive turn where Chelsea just continues to take Piper for granted. We get a really strong face run, I think, from Piper down the line, but like who is next in this picture? There's some NXT names that I could definitely see. You could do a program with Bayley, like a proper one with Chelsea and Bayley could be really, really fun. Your thoughts on who is up next for Miss All-American Chelsea Green?
Oh, you're talking to me? I thought you were talking to chat.
Both. Oh, I want to know the chat's thoughts and yours.
You know what? For me, I wouldn't. The problem with bringing in someone from NXT to kind of face a Chelsea right now is that Chelsea is it. She's hot. She's, you know, doing her thing as champion. And if you were to bring anyone up from NXT, you would immediately know that it is going to be them losing that battle. And I don't want to see someone coming up from NXT and immediately losing, especially to a champion, right? I kind of want to see them work themselves up a little bit, right? Sure. Though it would be cool, right? The surprise and just the event of it all would be cool. Roxanne comes up and you kind of just, I'm the one who's coming because I had such a great run on NXT. I'm going to beat your ass, right? But at the same token, like, I think the closest one would be Piper. 100%, because you always look at the person who's next to you. And the great thing about WWE is the way that they have all this archived footage of how Chelsea Green has kind of like pushed around Piper and said things and kind of like made her way through that they can use to feed that level of a story.
I don't appreciate that you said that the person who's next to you always turns on you, because I'm sitting next to you, Cardoza. Are you going to turn on me?
The only thing I'm turning is these clavicles.
Hey-o! Hey-o! I'm intrigued. There are some NXT call-ups that I think could be cool. I am team hot potato titles. I feel like we don't have enough of that going on in the mid-card. If Roxanne came up, immediately won it and then lost it. And then, you know, Chelsea blames Piper for having lost it in the first place. And then Bayley kind of takes Roxanne under her wing or something. Like, there's some things that you could do in that regard. I need more potatoes that are hot. Around
that hot potato action, don't you?
I do. I need hot potato action. Honestly, if we're being so for real, I think AEW needs it more than WWE does. We've seen shorter title reigns, right?
They love their long-term titles. Hey, in the chat, before we get out of here, we talked about this. If Kate and I were to turn on each other, who would turn on who, and who do you think is the heel and the baby face, right? Like, this way.
Put him up.
Fight him up. It's between me and Cardoza.
You know, we're the new VOD villains. we'll come out in black and white and everything. Yeah, so if you guys can just put that in the chat, I would love to know, like, and hit us up on social media as well. Like, let us know who would turn on who.
Everyone's saying I would turn on you.
Wow, you see this? It'll be the Seth Rollins story, right? Like, I'll just say, let me go pick up this name I dropped. And as I go down to pick it up, she's with the chair. I'm the only Latina woman around here, okay? It's on the big hoops, the big earrings.
I love how much you want to get us in trouble today. You're like, women should get back in the kitchen, and Kate is Latina. Thank you so much. Thank you so Kate's much. Luis, with the real question, who has the package pile driver out of the two of us? So, Bad Robot also raises the point. I did kick you off twice this episode. So
I met Kate in real life, and I could honestly say she could hold her own. If she wants to package pile drive me anytime she wants.
Dude, you're like 7'8". Okay.
I'm 7 foot. I'm like, I'm pretty tall, but I can pretty much tell that she'll just like knock me at the knees and then I'm gone. Forget it.
I am a ZSJ fan. I do know that everybody's the same size when they are on the ground. But speaking of ZSJ, he's defending against Shota Umino this weekend, as well as Ricochet. Stay tuned to those Wrestle Dynasty and Wrestle Kingdom post shows. If ZSJ doesn't win, I'm probably going to quit. So,
sorry, no, I read a comment and I almost spit on my water. I was not laughing at anything you were saying. The pile driver finish. If you want your package pile driver.
You got to save those. You got to save those for my blue shoe reads.
Literally almost just like spit everything out.
Not a ton else left to pitch the bones dry a little bit here on SmackDown. We did have Carmelo Hayes confronting Sami Zayn, but the Usos joining in. And the Usos bumping into Kevin Owens, who is just kind of with that S-eating grin on his face, being like, watch your back. So it seems like Carmelo and Sami are not done. I am intrigued to see where that goes. Any kind of final thoughts on this or anything else in the episode? We pretty much covered everything.
I think everything's been said. Everything's been said.
There you go. There you go. Guys, we have so much content for you coming up this weekend. It's time for us to get out of here, but there's 7,800 people watching. I feel like I don't want to cut the feed because so many
sure
of you are
still follow
listen.
Me on the claveclecon.com.
There you go.
I don't have that. I should buy it, though.
Yes.
Just make cool stuff
yet.
For us.
we do have those two post shows for you. Those are going to be in the mornings after both Wrestle Dynasty and Wrestle Kingdom. I can't stress enough how great of a voice Lyric is in this space. She is not only so entrenched in New Japan and Stardom, but also Pro Wrestling Noah. I think she follows DDT as well. If there is a Japanese wrestling promotion that you are interested in or have questions about it, Lyric is who you want to follow. Scott also just some great work for us on the Stardom beat and New Japan. So much New Japan news that came up on Fightful Select as far as those contracts go as well. God bless Zack Sabre Jr. and TMDK. That's all I'll say on this. You guys know how I feel about ZSJ and TMDK. This is his time. This is his season. We're rooting for him here. Phil Lindsay also had an interview with ZSJ, as did Lyric, who I previously mentioned. Phil Lindsay, one of the best voices in all of wrestling. We're so excited that we get to have him at Fightful. An absolute treasure. Check out his interview. But some fun stuff. This is, if you're not as familiar, this is New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom is their version of WrestleMania. So stick around and get up to speed on things. Exciting things going on the New Japan side. But before we get out of here, Cardoza, we'll let you plug away. The numbers keep going up. I hate to cut it off here, but it is time for us to get out.
I'm not a vanity type of person. I literally deleted 10,000 people off of my Instagram. Literally, like I just said, I can't do this. I am trying to build a nice community right back up.
Hell yeah.
I deleted a lot of dead weight and just things, people that just didn't make sense, right? So I am trying to build that community back up. So if you would be so kind, if you don't follow me on the IG, please do. It's just my name together, Alexis Cardoza. And then if you want to see everything else that I'm doing and follow me on, if you want to follow me on Blue Sky or on Threads, you could just go to, I don't know if I'm Luis, if I'm allowed to put my link on the chat, but
yeah,
AlexisCardoza.com. You can go there and you'll see like my link tree come up and just follow me on everything, man. We got a lot of great shows coming up. I got a 90s inspired show that I'm doing with Austin Romero. You guys know him as Mike Rome on NXT.
Hell
so
yeah.
We're gonna be coming together to do a show there. And we got a lot of great stuff coming up for the rest of the year. Some really, really, really like interesting things that we're working on. And IG, I'm trying to build it back up with the right people and the right community. I felt like for the last couple of years that I've used it. So if there is 32,000 of you right here, right now, if all 32,000 of you would go to my Instagram and hit follow, I promise I won't disappoint. I'll even give you a free code. So you can watch my clavicles in action.
There you go.
In 2025.
That's what's up. If everybody watching gave me 75 cents, you'd clear out my credit card debt. I just want you to know that. So head over to Miss Kate Fabe on social media and pay up. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
But you can follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's actually the best way that you can support me right now. This week, I did a video of 525 and under for 2025.
Nice.
Five incredible wrestlers, 25 years and younger. Jordan Oliver, Roxanne Perez, Kose Fujita. Who else did I include in this? Oh my gosh. Go over to my YouTube channel and find out.
Just
I forgot. Billy Starks. And who was the other one?
Guys, Jordan this is Oliver. A good. It's she's Kose doing Fujita. Some hot stuff.
Oh, Roxanne.
On YouTube, man.
Roxanne Perez. No. What am I saying? Yes. So those five, I give you a rundown of. Head over to my YouTube channel at Miss Kate Fabe and subscribe. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've got coverage for you all weekend. So stay tuned. We will see you next week. Happy 2025. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Kenny Omega is back, baby. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan. We'll see you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.